Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. London's Guardian newspaper reports that the British Football Association's commitment to tackling homophobia in the game was called into question by gay rights groups after the launch of a multi-heralded film designed to confront the issue was cancelled at the last minute. Amid some unease about the content of the hard-hitting video, produced by advertising agency Ogilvy, to a brief agreed by the Football Association itself, football diversity campaign group Kick It Out and gay rights group Outrage, Thursday's planned launch of the film at Wembley Stadium had been cancelled. The campaign had been in development for almost 2 years and had been billed as an important moment in the embryonic drive to tackle homophobia among players, fans, and administrators. Outrage campaigner Peter Tatchell told The Guardian, "This last-minute cancellation is a big disappointment. It has thrown the Football Association's commitment to tackling homophobia into disarray. Contrary to what the FA is now saying, the video and strategy was agreed nearly 2 years ago. This postponement comes on top of the FA's dissolution of the broad-based Tackling Homophobia Working Group." He said the group had helped implement many constructive initiatives to rid football of homophobia, but members had now been replaced by a hand-picked, much smaller and less representative group. But it no longer includes all interested stakeholders, he said. Last year, Ben Summerskill, chief executive of Stonewall, said the results of a survey showing that 7 in 10 fans had witnessed homophobic abuse proved that football was institutionally homophobic. The video shows a man abusing workmates, tube passengers, and a newspaper seller with anti-gay taunts before doing the same at a football match. Captions make the point that since homophobic behavior is not acceptable outside football stadiums, it should not be acceptable within them either. The Football Association had planned to release the viral video via YouTube and its website. According to Tatchell, FA Chairman Lord Treisman had also planned to send a copy to teams with a personal plea to show it at halftime in stadiums and send out the film to overseas soccer associations. At budurl.com/outfront and baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.